5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Joining our pub quiz team this week is the comedian and online star who swapped locked in for a lock-in with us. It's Tommy Solomon.
That was nice. Wow. It was neat.
That was good.
It's become a thing now of just analysing how the producer's written the intro, and I thought that one was very pithy, so very well done.
I mean, we've got to address the recent thing you've done. Locked in.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was a good experience overall. Yeah. Interesting learning experience for sure. Yeah, it was.
It's never good when it starts with that noise.
Yeah, yeah, no. It was that was the majority
it's a classic noise, that isn't it?
The only clips of me that came out of it was me making that noise, just having to deal with people in
just
there.
Just sort of a constantly deflating whoopee cushion.
Yeah,
nothing good starts with that, does it?
No.
Best monologue.
I'm trying to word it nicely.
It's that. Turn that music off. Yeah. Oh no, this isn't going to be good.
It was a good experience. Yeah, it was definitely a learning one though.
How long were you locked in there for?
I was in there for a week, which was quite embarrassing because the max you can go in is for 2 weeks. So I said bye to my family, like, I'll see you in 2 weeks. No phone, no nothing. See you in 2 weeks. And then a week later, I messaged them like, I got voted out, like, straight away. Yeah. I was like second to go. But I think it just fell unfortunately for me. But there was one lad in there called Chazza, who is a lovely, lovely fella, slightly on the large side, which he says more than anyone else. Mm-hmm. And before the show properly started, we had an agreement. It was like, right, you can make fat jokes and I can make eye jokes, is what he said to me. So he can make jokes about my eye, me being visually impaired. I can make jokes about him being slightly overweight. They didn't put any eye jokes in there.
No!
It was just me fat shaming for the whole time. I got a couple of nice little death threats once I got voted out and checked my phone, like, I'm glad you're gone. Fat shaming Chazza the whole time. When really it was just like, I mean, I was fat shaming him ultimately, it's karma, but
Should we set us a ground rules here? Nose.
Solid.
Go for it.
Cool.
General sort of presentation. Really?
Yeah.
Is there anything you can bloody notice?
Yeah, mate, I've only got
one. When I turned to the right, I went, fucking hell. Maybe that's the depth.
Wait, I can't afford to lose another eye.
It's your depth perception, probably, isn't it? Yeah, you weren't able to see. Fucking hell, I went to the pub quiz pod. Fucking joke turned, right?
Was that right? Came out with, I'm completely blind now. Great.
Nose, go for it. Gangly frame, go for it. Anything you're happy to go for?
Sue Perkins.
Yeah, Arthur Christmas.
Arthur Christmas. Whoa. Yeah. I thought they were familiar, That would have been a good username. There you go, Arthur Christmas.
Anything we can go for you?
Oh, it's the eye, mate.
It's the eye.
We're not going to go for your eye. Be bang out of order.
Yeah. Like my eyeball is, for me, all the time. my eyeball's on another podcast right now. That thing just goes wonky. I didn't bring it with me. You know what I mean? I have no control over it. It just does what it wants. But
Was it something that happened recently? Is that, am I right in thinking
that? Yeah, it was... Recently-ish, I guess, like 2021. Mm. Yeah, a football injury. It's perfect vision.
You should have been
using
your bloody feet, you idiot.
I know, man. That's why I couldn't go pro.
What are you bloody playing football with your eye for, you idiot?
Keep your eye on the ball.
Not literally, man. I'm good at following instructions from the coach. It was just a freak accident. I detached my retina just playing football. Smacked my head on the floor. I wish there was a footage of it, because it would have been a really funny video. Because I think I skidded face first a good meter. Because I was going full sprint, face first, like, and I checked at eye hospital a few days later because I had a bit of eye pain, and they were like, you need surgery. And I got 7 surgeries, which it was meant to be one.
Wow.
It was just...
What year did this happen, sorry?
2021. And then my last surgery was end of 2022. But you'll be happy to know, that's why I started content. Because I was sat in my room recovering from eye surgery. I was so bored.
Yeah.
I did a bit of stand-up in uni that I still had a lot of jokes and sketches that I had written. was like, oh, I might as well just film some shit. Like, why not? And now I'm on the pub quiz pod. So yeah. It's funny how it works out.
Yeah, I know. I know. And this is famously the career ender. So,
well worth losing the iPhone, mate. Yeah, to be here right
did
now.
Did you carry on playing in the game?
Yeah. I had no idea.
He knows what he's doing.
We've been on the podcast before.
Yeah.
Saw that coming.
No clue. Carried on playing. I think I did bag a goal, so I'm happy with that. It was a good last game to play. But
were you sort of quite seriously into football?
Oh yeah. I mean, I was a football coach. Like, I played football from my life. I went to the States to coach football. It was like my whole shtick. Wow. Yeah.
Can you still play?
I play 5-6-a-side, 11. I have to opt out. I can't head the ball now, because it risks re-detaching it. And I also can't do 11-a-side without feeling guilty if I don't fully commit to something. You know what I mean? Because if there's a ball getting crossed in the box and I can't head it, I feel like a bit of a knob for my teammates. Just you know what I mean?
What's the vision now
About 10%, so I can still see your nose, but
first one out, that's why we laid the rules down first, you know what I mean?
Sorry, I'm sorry.
That's why I sort of leave race off there, because otherwise I can still see you're a fucking donkey.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that.
You can see Mel put Sue Perkins, but not Mel.
Well, do you know what? Part of the eye for a second. What we want to know is, you're a busy guy, when you're not locked in, you're doing comedy, you're doing content, you're all over the place. Do you have time to quiz?
Not as often as I'd like.
Yeah, I know.
But I do dabble in quizzes a little bit, yeah. I've come up to London. Last few I've done have been up in London, and I've gone up and met mates in London and done a few, and done horribly. Unfortunately, I am that person. You know the Dunning-Kruger effect?
No.
Where it's I think it's the stupidest people think they're the smartest. I might be wrong saying that, which is ironic, but I go in really confident, I think I'm all right at general knowledge and stuff like that, and then the first question drops and I'm like, oh shit.
I think I'm definitely that on this, and you're the opposite, where actually you often do know the answer, but me being a fucking loudmouth overpowers, it's not nice, it's not right.
That's nice to hear you say that.
Yeah, I'm really sorry about that.
Is that the first time you've heard him say that?
I've been saying it a lot.
Normally,
is a point of friction.
Genuinely, really sorry.
It's nice.
Do you know what?
I think this is going to be lovely today.
Pub Quiz Pod today has become a bit of a men's mental health podcast.
I don't think there are any more niche content creators than us three in the industry right now. So I think collectively we have some of the wildest out there vids, and I love that.
If you come to London and do a pub quiz, I would love to go with you.
Oh hell yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, let's see how today goes.
What are you bringing to the table quiz knowledge wise?
I like to say a bit of everything. I'm the sort of man who watches a lot of YouTube videos on geography and history, but none of it goes in. It's just there. The entertainment, I'm like, wow, that's interesting. And then it's immediately out of my head. So if it's anything to do with maybe football post 2013, specifically about Man United, I'm good, mate.
Okay.
Otherwise, I'm in a bad spot.
So you're just an expert in quite shit football.
Yes, really, especially shit football.
I really hope that we get a sports round, because I think, or a football round specifically.
Mm. Yeah, or any of the sports.
Quizmasters, please just, can we get a football round once?
Yeah.
That'd be great for me.
Can you we're athletes? Look at us, man.
Yeah,
look
at us, mate. Okay, so, actually, interesting fact. Do you have an interesting fact for us?
I did bring an interesting... I got it from a YouTube video. My interesting fact. I don't know if this is common knowledge, but there's poo on the moon. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Because they would have left it there.
Yeah,
right?
They left it there, exactly. Well, maybe an even more interesting fact, the video I was watching wasn't about just being poo on the moon. It was specifically about the unsolved mystery, right, of the phantom poop on Apollo 10, where on the journey from Apollo 10 there was just a log floating in the cabin, and nobody claimed it, nobody said it was theirs, and it is still, according to NASA, a genuine mystery that they have no idea. It's so good. There's even a... It's so good.
This is my favourite fact we've ever had.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant.
What?
Wait, I wrote that down straight away.
Can you imagine being in the cabin? And that comes...
Hey, up.
Yep. No, but what they've done is they've taken the same rules that apply to farting, but they've applied it to a poo, which you can see. So fart-wise, you'd be like, fucking hell, who's is that? Oh, it wasn't me. No, it wasn't me. It's got to be one of you. Whoever smelled it dealt it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can see the shit floating.
Yeah, can you imagine being in space and you see a log just come into your peripheral vision? Not mine.
To quote an angry Scottish mum from about 10 years ago, it was fucking one of you. Unbelievable. That's brilliant.
None of it. And also, I think it's funny because you think of astronauts are these super sophisticated, intelligent people.
Yeah.
One of them
can't be in a bag.
They're up in space. You're thinking, God, well, I wonder what they're up to. Arguing about, right, whose turd's up.
The best part is, man, it's so well documented. There's transcripts of when they first spotted the crap floating in the cabin. I think one of them asked for a napkin. And they're arguing with each other like, no, mine was stickier than that. Mine was in a bag. No way, it's mine. It's so
I literally
good.
Have IBS, okay. Mine would have been a lot more more splattery than that. I didn't even have the sweet corn. So it can't be mine.
She used to be have a sweet corn. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. That's great. Also, do you have a team name for us?
Team name, I always prefer team names that if you've got a pub quiz host, it's going to be great for them to read out.
That's nice.
Because I'll be honest, I was one of the, quiz on my face. Like jizz. It's too commonly used now, I feel. People have ruined it because it's got too popular. So I'm
glad you said that.
Yeah.
I really am. Yeah.
I don't feel that's a hot take now, though, as well. Like, people, you used to get a laugh out of that, quiz on my face, or.
We still get quite a lot of quiz jizz stuff,
You need to ban them.
Yeah.
I always prefer, like, something that the host is going to have to read out, for a tenner, I'll deep throat the microphone. Just something that mid. Some of them when they're reading out the aura.
We're having that. That's great.
Or, do you have more?
So next up for a tenner, I would.
It was debate between that and how many points have I accumulated on my license for reckless driving? And then he goes 43 points or something like that.
Nice.
To really get it in there. Yeah.
I personally, I'm obsessed with for a tenner, I'll deep throat the microphone.
That's great.
And
great.
And if you have a tenner on you, it's worth a try to.
Do you know what, guys? Cause it's a very special occasion, and we're hanging out with Tommy, but we don't get to see him much. If we get a 5 out of 5 on any round, I will deep throat the microphone.
I would love to see that.
I'd love to see that.
Yeah, you can also subscribe to the pub only fans as well. That's going to be there once this episode goes out.
On the Patreon, I'll shove it up my arse. But you got to pay £3 for that. I'm quite cheap.
So each week we get sent a genuine pub quiz from a genuine quizmaster. But this week it's a little bit different. Mm. So this week,
remember you said earlier, like, I'm just not really. I'm not one of those like presentery people. Straight in. But this week it's a little bit different.
This week we've collaborated with the Here's What You Do podcast.
Come on.
Here's What You Do is a quiz podcast with three hosts. James has developed quiz shows for TV, Johnny, who has developed games and tasks for TV, and John, who is their friend.
Nice.
Shout out, John.
Yeah. Each week, they set each other a brand new quiz, competing to set the best one. For us, they've each written one of the rounds, and after playing them all, we need to choose our favourite. That's quite nice.
Nice. And apparently, as I'm reading here, that is not all. Because I personally are going to be appearing on their podcast, which is going to be released today, as long as nothing gets fucked up with the scheduling. So I think this will all be going out at the same time.
Very nice.
It's exciting, isn't it?
This is exciting.
Okay, what's the first round?
Round one, this is James's quiz, and it's titled Rubbish Records. So James, he's the one who has developed quiz shows. You know what? So James is the one who's developed quiz shows for TV, Johnny's the one who's developed games and tasks for TV, and John, who's our friend. It means that we're wanting John's to be the best.
I'm so down for that.
Yeah,
he didn't even get promoted to Johnny as well. He's not even got the cool version of John.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. So round one from James's quiz, Rubbish Records. These are official Guinness World Records that James thinks that Jake, Liam and Tommy could beat. All questions are multiple choice. So number one, inspired by Poppadom Frisbee from Not Another Quiz Night. God, they're fans of you, aren't they?
Oh, that's amazing.
Sure, there'll be some squid reference next. What is the Guinness World Record for the tallest stack of poppadoms?
Wow.
Who's put that record in? Who's put that as a record? Whenever you're answering a number, it's like, where do you go?
Yeah.
I think, so how tall are you, Tommy? You're
6.
You're 6 foot.
Almost on the dot, pretty much. Yeah.
I'm 5'11", 6 on hinge.
Nice. I'm 6'1 on hinge, actually,
no,
so that works.
I'm 5'11 and a half, 6 on hinge. You're
6'1 on hinge, girls know on hinge that boys add 1 inch to the height.
Is that just common?
Pub quiz pod exclusive. Tommy Solomon single.
Yes, that is also true.
Wow, that is a pub quiz pod exclusive.
There you go.
Come on,
first pod appearance with it. There you go. Yeah.
I'm very surprised you're single.
Yeah,
As of a month ago. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry to hear that.
This is what happens with pub quiz pod exclusives.
You don't waste too much time getting on hinge, is it?
Yeah. No. First night, mate. First night, straight away. Yeah, first night. Straight away, lied about my height.
No, I set up the profile a month before, sort of see how things go.
That's why we broke up, actually. I mentioned it. She found me on Hinge,
And you thought, hang on, how are you finding me on Hinge? You need an account. It was a sort of Spider-Man meme, but everyone's on the Hinge account. Hang on a minute.
No, it was the Tinder that did it.
So chuck out an amount of centimetres out there for the tallest stack of popcorn.
I reckon it would be sort of higher. What are you in centimetres?
181.
Yeah, 180 centimetres.
The tallest stack
of... Poppadoms are all but 2 millimetres thick, aren't they?
Yeah, probably. But, yeah, but they're not flat, so if you stacked them...
Oh, that's true. You actually do get a height on it. That's a man who's had a few Indians right there. Yeah.
I'm one of them. It's a fantastic, fantastic analysis of that. And also, because of that imbalance and the curvature, it's going to be sort of hard to... Yeah. So I'm assuming they're not going to be fixing or gluing them.
Leaning
that
brings it,
that brings it down a lot for me, brings it down a lot.
I also, this might sound silly, I think it depends whether it's inside or out, because if there's a breeze,
they're not going to do it in a breeze. If you're going for the world record,
you're going for the world record. What are we doing? I just thought of doing it in the garden. What are you joking? We've bought a fucking load of poppadoms. We don't need to do it in the garden. Why can't I do it in the house? Dad's working from home. Fucking hell. He gets annoyed when we make a noise.
Shall I tell us the options?
Oh, yeah.
Three options. So it's 72 centimetres. We think it's taller than 72 centimetres.
It's got to be. I think I could do 72 centimetres.
Yeah. 172, although, sorry, just going back to the how they've worded it, these are all Guinness World Records that James thinks that the three of us could beat.
Nice little clue. Okay.
So it's either 72 centimetres, 172, or 272. I don't think it's 272.
That's quite
no,
huge.
No, we should go for the smallest one because we could beat it. 72, I think we should go for.
Yeah,
I think so.
72, that's...
It's not very high, is it?
Oh, but I don't know.
Oh, sorry, 172.
172,
right,
so that's a bit shorter than yourself.
Shorter than
Do you want just quickly standing up, Tommy? Just so I can visualise this as poppadoms.
So your 172 is probably back there?
Yeah.
And then 72 would be probably cock level.
I actually think it would be quite hard to stack poppadoms that high. Like,
I think that's probably realistic. What, 200? I can't even reach
to but I think it'd be hard to even get to there.
Should we go to the cock?
I think we go to the cock.
Let's go to
72.
I'm going to write it down even though I don't need to.
No, it's nice. It's nice.
It's a bit really camaraderie. Nice. Yeah. Question two. Next world record. What is the world record for the fastest time to blow a stamp 1 mile?
I'm sorry.
Fucking hell.
So someone blew a stamp.
That is mental.
A stamp?
Well, all right.
A mile?
Let me rip a square off of this and see how far I can
get. Yeah, we'll see you in an hour, mate. Yeah.
So.
Also, it's going to take a lot of. Even just like you've got crawling a mile.
It took me 2 blows to get 6 inches. Oi, oi. And also these days it takes about 8 blows to get to 4. It takes 2 blows to get 6 inches. I don't even know what that means. Two blows got me about 6 inches. A mile, I have no idea, I don't even know how many.
Do you think he's actually doing it in like, right, there's a mile ahead of us, let's do it. Or do you think he's gone like...
I don't think he's crossing roads to
do it. Or do you think,
it,
if it's just on this table, he knows the length of this table, so he's got to blow it to the end, put it back and then...
No, I think, because a world record, it's all about the spectacle, isn't it? It's all about the picture. You want him, in my mind, for that picture in the Guinness World Book of Records book, you want that little thumb...
You can't have your dining room table,
bottom right-hand corner of the page, where he's on all fours, just go...
Options first, 1 hour, 57 minutes and 38 seconds, 2 hours, 57 minutes and 38 seconds, or 3 hours, 57 minutes and 38 seconds. So is it essentially 2, 3 or 4 hours?
I think 2 hours and a bit.
I think that'd be the rhythm you'd have. Just relentless.
Well, if it's records we could beat, then it's going to be the lowest one every time is the one I think I could beat.
Or the longest with that.
Yeah.
Because it's the quickest time.
Oh yeah,
very
nice.
Clever. Very
this is
clever,
why I don't do pub quizzes as often as I should. I think 2 hours.
2 hours and something.
So that would be the 2 hours and something or the 1 hour. So it's all 57 minutes and 38 seconds, but is that 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour? But let's say a mile. If I was going at like a slow jog or a medium jog, a mile might take me 10 minutes.
Mate, I think that's pretty good.
And I rate at least double that.
And he's crawling whilst blowing a stamp. And so that's a jog. So if you're walking it, a mile is probably going to take probably near on an hour.
Yeah.
That might be a bit long, actually, to walk a mile.
Walking pace is about 4 miles an hour.
So you do...
So I think it's a third of walk. I think he's probably doing 1 mile an hour.
Yeah. So by that...
Logic.
By that reckoning, it actually, you could do it in... Should do it quite quick. But the thing is,
it's easy, mate.
Thing is, though, it's not really. It would be slow blowing and then crawling.
Yeah, your back pain.
And you're relying on the stamp to play ball as well. And
I think I'd like to go for the longest one now.
Yeah,
It's what, 3 hours, 57 minutes into it?
Yeah, I do.
All right, let's do it.
Do you reckon?
I'll send it. Took some convincing.
Sure. And number three. What is the world record for the most biscuits broken with shoulder blades in 1 minute?
I find it hard that... Who wrote this round?
James.
James, I don't know if you're listening, but I'm going to address you. James, I feel that... I love a quiz question where there's something for us to grasp onto. I suppose there is, I suppose, because we're sort of working out how we would do it.
Yeah, you can sort of go, what would you do?
It is guessing a mad number.
Yeah.
Yeah, with no concept of anything remotely similar to it, yeah.
So what's this record?
So most biscuits broken with shoulder blades in a minute. So I imagine it's someone, you know them quite sort of bony people who can press like that? They put a digester like
crush
in there.
A diet actually, they'd
probably use a rich tea because they're quite flimsy. Get that in there, bang. I don't see why it would take long. So the options is 7, 14 or 21. So if it's 21, you're doing one in every less than 3 seconds.
And we're assuming someone's putting the biscuit between the shoulder blades.
But then that's sort of a two people challenge, that.
Yeah.
I think he'll have to do it himself.
Do you think?
Well, who
I thought someone would be feeding it to him.
I know, but then they're an active participant. And he could go, well, you weren't fucking quick enough.
But read the record again. It doesn't specify.
What is the record for the most biscuits broken with shoulder blades in 1 minute? So it's on that guy to do the record.
But I saw Sam Thompson on This Morning break the record for the most number of hugs in a minute.
I saw that.
You saw that?
Yeah.
It's quite good, wasn't it? He was running around, bang, 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 bang. Yeah. You have to have a
fair enough. Yeah.
What was the number?
Oh, Lord.
Really?
Silly numbers. He's doing silly numbers.
A wholesome day.
Yeah.
So,
I think you've got lovely shoulders, Tommy, but I think if I was feeding those, we could probably be up close to 1 a second.
Yeah, but if you were able to just be on like a mechanism of bang, 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 you could just smash them out with someone feeding it.
What's the closest to 1 a second that we've got?
Yeah. Well, the highest is 21, and that's one every 3 seconds.
I think we go off the basis that someone is feeding it.
Yeah.
I think we have to...
Seven, you can surely do more.
No way that someone's doing it themselves.
Seven, you could surely do... It wouldn't be mad feeding it yourself. You can get your hand there, biscuit, bang. Biscuit, bang. But you'd probably have to go biscuit, set, crunch. Seven, he's doing more than seven, isn't he? Because that's like...
Yeah.
Fucking
what were the options?
7, 14, 21. I think it's got to be 21.
I think 21.
Surely you just fly through it.
What I would give credit actually to this round is how passionate it makes you about the Monday. Tommy having to be like, look, we have to go off the basis that someone's feeding these.
So question four, what is the world record for the most boomerangs caught with the feet in 3 minutes in a team of two?
Team of two.
Caught with the feet.
That is someone who's like, every record I go for, someone's already broken it. Yes. Every time I was going to do baked beans, it's done. I'm going to do that. I've now had to put so many layers of qualifiers. Right, what it is, it's boomerangs.
Surely.
It's caught with feet and it's with team of two.
Surely, with boomerangs, that's the one thing where you don't need a team
you don't
of two.
Need
but
two.
The whole point is it comes back to you.
I was going to say, it's the one object you don't need another person for.
What are options?
6, 12, 18. Should we just go down the middle?
12.
I don't think any of them have been the middle one yet. Well, not that we've answered anyway. Yeah.
These all feel so like out there, but at the same time, I feel like there might be the ability to use math on them.
Yeah.
Like I feel that's like I could
the
maybe
thing
work
is a bit
it
of
out.
Math.
Yeah. I think you could. Yeah.
So number five, what is the world record for the fastest time to decorate 6 cupcakes?
Oh, it's got to be quick. That's
surely. What counts as decorating?
Yeah, I know.
Like, you just put a little sort of splodge.
Yeah.
And you're done.
And it's done.
Probably is that then.
Just sprinkles.
You know, like a little ice gem on the top.
Yeah. So six cupcakes. What are you saying? It's the quickest time someone's done that.
Well,
I rate there is some demon like minus, like less than a second or two.
Yes.
Let's go hypothetically. It has to look like an all right decoration. It can't just be bang. It's got to look.
Okay. So if I was going to do,
let's say it's got to be a swirl.
Nice. All right. Okay. I think I could, if with practice, I could get 1 a second.
And then you've got to put flour on each one.
Well,
just
okay.
For decoration.
Yeah. In that case,
I think if there's anything that's
so you're saying 12 seconds.
Yeah, but only because you then added another qualifier.
No. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to say 12 seconds.
I'm trying to help you.
And
I'm trying to help you.
One every 1 to 2 seconds.
Tommy,
I think with respect to you. Jake, I don't think your hands. You're an agile man, I can tell, but I don't think you have spent the last 20 years decorating cupcakes. No. I think whoever's breaking that record has dedicated their life to decorating cupcakes. Mm. And I think if there's one multiple choice and one of the options is less than like 5 seconds. I think it's got to be that one.
I'll give you the options. 44 seconds, 64 seconds, or 84 seconds.
Well, oh my God!
This is what I mean. This is why I was adding more hurdles to it. Yeah. To be like...
Right. So I was... This is... Okay.
All well, that's got to be the smallest one then.
Surely.
Got to be, because these are regular.
Cupcakes as well.
Be. Yeah, no, smallest
gotta
one.
Got to be 44, isn't it? Right, should we do the answers for round one?
Yes, please.
Right, so the poppadoms. We said it would be 72 centimetres. The answer is 172 centimetres. So it's a bit... It was sort of your collarbone, Tommy. So, Matt, do you want to have a guess how many? So, yeah, 5 foot seven.
That came to.
Do you want to have a guess?
Four.
How many poppadoms to get that high?
700.
I think 500.
1,180.
Oh my God!
Really?
Wow! Yeah. Boys, don't invite me to any pub quiz.
No, mate,
no, it's about the memories you make along the way.
Yeah, that's true. It's about the shandies.
Yeah. Shout out shandies.
What is so?
Have a good shandy.
So, guys, fun fact, guys, for the listener, Tommy loves a shandy.
I love a good shandy. I feel there's a lot. I was saying before, I think there's a lot of stigma around shandies. I think it's the most southern thing I do is have a shandy, because if I have that up north, I think people look at me weird and throw stuff at me.
Yeah. You know, we sort of said no judgment, but in doing so, sort of cast some judgment.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, didn't think you'd bring it up on the pod. It's quite
so, well, I said I'm happy to talk about anything. Confidence.
Yeah.
I didn't mean the shandies.
That should have been part of my ground rules. The eyes, but not the shandies.
Yeah.
I'm a bit worried a bit about getting a 0 out of 5 here, which has never happened before.
No.
We've had 1s out of 5, we've had 2s out of 5, we've had 5 out of 5s. We've never had a 0 out of 5 in a round, but I think this is all punts in the dark.
Hey, you invited me on. This is your doing technically.
Mate, this is but we are a team. This is not on
it's
you.
It's about having fun as well, really, isn't it?
Yeah, that's all. 0 out of 5 would
that
be
would
a
be
kicker.
Humiliating.
So, world record for the fastest time to blow a stamp 1 mile. We said
3 hours 57, yeah.
1 hour 57.
Wow, mate.
That's crazy. I'm not even mad at that. I think we could beat that.
What is the world record for the most biscuits broken with shoulder blades in 1 minute? We said that'd be quick. 21. That's got to be 21.
21.
Surely.
It's 21.
Oh, thank God.
That's something. Save face there. Wow.
World record for most boomerangs caught with feet in 3 minutes in a team of two. We didn't even know what it meant, but we said they probably did 12. They did 12.
Oh, all right.
This is looking all right. Hey, yeah, a bit of a feel nice good factor yeah, back in the room.
Feel good factor.
Comeback song.
Now, what is the world record for the fastest time to decorate 6 cupcakes? We couldn't believe it was in double figures, really.
Yeah.
So we went with the lowest, 44.34 seconds. It is 44.34
seconds.
Nice. Guys, that's actually, we turned that around.
We did. It looked bad at the start there, but
it struck me that these are sort of just party tricks. Do you have a party trick?
You know, to step up two films. You know those breakdancing films.
Yeah.
There's one trick I can do where they grab the toe and they jump and they bring the other leg through the leg.
That's cool.
I can do that. That's my go-to.
Love to see it.
That's my go-to.
Be nice, wouldn't it?
Be nice to see it.
You know what? You
could stand over there and angle the camera. It could happen.
You know what? I think it should be another add it to the 5 out of 5 list. If the 5 out of 5 happens, you're deep throating that.
Yeah.
And he's doing that.
Yeah. Okay, great.
And something might come up for me to do.
So, round two is Johnny's quiz. It says he couldn't be bothered to write a round, so he reached out to some famous pop star friends to see if they had any questions they wanted answered instead. So thanks to Whitney Houston for naming the quiz. It's called How Will I Know?
That's nice.
Question number one. The first question comes from rapper Snoop Dogg, who asks, "What's my name?" So 1 point on offer is each part of his name, with each part of his name that you can correctly give me. I see what they've done there. So they've taken things that are in songs lyrics, and then, that phrases questions, and they've asked it.
Yeah.
So this rapper Snoop Dogg, his name is something like Calvin something, I think.
May you repeat?
So I think it's just what is Snoop Dogg's name?
Yeah. Snoop Dogg asks, "What's my name?" So for 1 point, what is his name?
I think you might be right. Is it Calvin?
Something, yeah. Kelvin or Calvin?
Do you know?
I actually have no idea. No.
God.
I actually have no idea.
I really thought with the way you dressed that you would.
I'm quite embarrassed, yeah. We're 3 for 3 so far.
I really thought you'd know.
This is the only reason I was invited.
Chain and hoodie and hat. I just really thought
it's backwards as well. If it was sideways, I'd be like, bang, it's this. But
it's fucking good. Okay, it's Calvin something. We hopefully get half a point. Question number two. The Baja men have only gone and sent a question in. They want to know, who let the dogs out? I'm assuming they're referring to all of the Dalmatians and 101 Dalmatians. Can you tell them who played the villain, Cruella de Vil, in the 2021 live-action film Cruella? That, my friend, is what I call a stretch.
Yes. Wow.
Big time. So we started with...
Not even remotely related. Yeah. Respectfully, Johnny. Respectfully. That's, come on now.
Fucking hell. How many twists and turns was there, Johnny? Okay.
You know what? All John has to do to be the best round is just keep it simple.
Yeah.
Just a general
six.
Knowledge. Yeah. General knowledge.
Capital of France.
Oh, that's a nice question.
Yeah. Lovely. It's like sort of ginger between a sushi course. Fresh as the palate.
Yeah, easy.
The question is, who played Cruella de Vil in 2021?
We've got there from Who Let the Dogs Out.
Who was it? Anyone know?
Who?
Not a clue.
It's a bit of a shit show, this, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, not vibes wise, but answers wise.
Oh.
Anne Hathaway?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Could see that.
Could see her.
I feel it's one of those kind of like really. It was quite a big. I saw the trailer, but I didn't actually see the film because I'm 28. I'm stuck on Kung Fu Panda, you know. I've also
seen the trailer. So when you basically, like, if you ask anyone if they've seen this pod, I've seen clips.
Yeah.
Seen clips.
Not lists. Yeah. I've seen clips.
Can't really escape the fucking clips.
Oh, the irony of me saying I've not seen the film because I'm 28, but I've seen clips on TikTok. You know what I mean?
Seen clips. I've not seen the listen to it. Question number three. Strap in. The next question comes from Basement Jacks. They ask, "Where's your head at?" Two of Henry VIII's wives.
Oh my lord.
He's bringing it back round though, I think.
That is a brilliant tangent. So the next question from Basement Jacks. They ask, "Where's your head at?" Two of Henry VIII's wives have no idea as they were beheaded. Which two wives were they?
Divorce, beheaded.
Yep.
Number two.
Number two was, of course, Anne Boleyn, who was accused of having sex with her brother, but actually just couldn't provide him a male heir.
Who was it? Was Jane Seymour the one he liked?
Yeah.
And then Anne, there was another Anne, wasn't there? Yeah, Anne Boleyn.
So he goes, Catherine Aragon, divorced her after about 20 years, then Anne Boleyn, then Jane Seymour, top wife.
Yes, so he liked
She died shortly after childbirth, so she was divorced, beheaded, she was died. And then divorced, again, was Anne of Cleves, the rumour being that she was really ugly.
Wow.
And she'd come over from Germany and he was like, "Fucking hell, don't look like your photos, love." And he got rid of her.
He's one to talk as well. Good.
Well,
he would have lied about his height on
Tinge. So new evidence suggests that apparently when she arrived in the UK, he tried it on early doors and she was like, "Not having any of that." And then he says, "Oh, fucking ugly slag."
Wow.
And then just spread the rumour that she's really ugly. When actually she's all right, yeah.
Oh,
And then there's Catherine Howard and Catherine Parr, who are the final two, but I can't remember which one's which.
Loved the Catherine, didn't he?
Yeah, and loved a Catherine. Yeah. Loved a Catherine. So it's Catherine Howard or Catherine Parr that was the other beheaded and died. Ugh. I think Catherine Howard is just a hunch.
Yeah, let's do it.
I have, no reason to debate that.
Question number four. The Black Eyed Peas are getting straight to the point and ask, "Where is the love?" What do we think his question will be based off that?
Where is the love?
What do you think it's going to be? Considering the tangents have been sort of sparse and unpredictable.
What city would you find the Louvre?
Well, so based on that, can you tell me, they know it can be found in an area of Scotland which is famous for its runaway marriages, can you tell them what it's called?
Huh?
The Black Eyed Peas are getting straight to the point and ask, "Where is the love?" They know it can be found in an area of Scotland famous for its runaway marriages, but can you tell them, the Black Eyed Peas, where this area is called?
Gretna Green.
Okay.
Because that's that service station where people get married a lot, isn't it?
What's it called?
Gretna Green.
Mate, that's amazing.
If this is wrong, this is going to sound ridiculous.
So, finally, Tony Christie has been in touch.
Love Tony Christie.
Yeah.
He was... I won't get into this as a proper story, but he was...
You stole from him as well.
He was supposed to be performing... I was supposed to perform with Tony Christie on my last day of sixth form. He was due to come in, and then he pulled out at the last minute.
Perform what?
No
perform
way.
What? Amarillo.
You were going to perform with him?
Yeah. Spoke to him. He was going to come in. And then, as apology, he was like, "You've got unlimited free tickets to my show tonight," which was up the road. And then we were like, "Well, we're going out," but my parents went. My friend Benny's parents
How old
went.
Were you?
Had a lovely night. 18, last day of sixth form.
And you were going to perform with him, singing Amarillo.
Wow. Yeah.
Do you, just you or the whole school?
Me and my mates.
Is your whole career
to the school?
Is your whole career since just like a revenge arc to get back at Tony Christie?
A little bit. I remember. Like, very accomplished bloke, Tony Christie. He's great.
He doesn't want great beef with Tony Christie.
He's got some great songs.
I love him. Super fan.
That's why I wanted to sing with him. But I remember our one of our like teachers when he dropped out. We were obviously a bit gutted at the last minute. And she was like, she came past us and went, boys, you are a heck of a lot more talented than he is.
Oh, wow. she was probably lying though, really, wasn't she?
Yeah.
You didn't have any hit songs at 18. It's bullshit at that point, isn't it?
Mate, maybe we are more talented than him, to be fair.
We were like, actually, I think she might be right.
Any big assembly moments, Tommy?
Only humiliating ones, really. I pulled my mate's hat off once during an assembly thing and hadn't realised that he'd had a breakdown the night before and shaved his whole head off. So
his whole head off.
His hair off.
He's had an ambulance.
You beat me to it, man.
He's quick, I felt
very bad about that.
Oh, man.
The whole school was just like staring. And I think my mate was still doing, this is like prepubescent years as well. This is when you're doing I went to a Catholic school. You're talking about the Lord's Prayer, but your voice is breaking. It's hard to stay serious. He said unto Jesus Christ. You know, it just doesn't sound good.
Anyway, what's Tony Kiss?
Yeah, go on.
Tony Kiss has been in touch. He got all jumbled up with the directions and asks, is this the way to Amarillo? Can you help him out and let him know which US state is the city of Amarillo in?
Oh, that's really hard. I feel like it's a western one.
I've been lucky
with the states to be around a bit with it, to go around it.
You've been to the United States of America?
I lived there for a bit as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Teaching football,
yeah, coach football.
Where were you?
Boston, which is the very east side, I was lucky. I had a lot of opportunities to go road tripping out west.
Were you the best at football? Because they were so bad at football. Were you like, wow, this guy's incredible?
No, you know what? Physically, no, but mentally, there were so many things that I knew. Like a 13-year-old, obviously, there's the whole UK-US thing. There's stuff sometimes like a 13-year-old in the UK would be able to mentally and tactically understand that 16, 17-year-olds in the US weren't getting. And it's just because, like, in the US, they have baseball, basketball, American football, hockey, soccer. I think they just, in the UK, we spend so much time, it's just football from a young age. If you know, it's one sport, really. You're not doing five, six, seven sports committed.
I don't play football. I'm shit at football. I try to tell people I like Tottenham Hotspur, but even then, I can't say it with any conviction.
Yeah.
But even I sort of understand what people are talking about when in the conversations. The idea that you... Because it's not that complicated, is it?
No, well, it's just watching it. I think it's just growing up watching
it. It's the culture.
It's a culture, absolutely. Yeah, and that's why the women's level is a lot bigger, because the women have a lot less sporting opportunities than the boys. And so I coach women's teams over there, girls' teams, and they were so much easier. I mean, because they're girls anyway, they're easier to coach. They actually listen. So much more enjoyable to coach than the boys' teams over there, for sure.
Did you start calling it soccer and then have to relearn
it?
I did.
Oh my God, I got bullied for that. I used to have a Manc accent, like a proper one. I've still got the twang every now and then, but I've lost it because people in the US just thought I had a speech impediment. I just got bored of repeating myself at the shop. You know, after a while, you're just like, oh, I'll just say the word properly at this time, you know.
Yeah.
Might as well at this point, honestly. Water, you know, fine.
Fine,
you got it out of me.
Fine, yeah, trash I know, can. I have been saying right. it wrong.
Yeah. Just a really begrudging, pissed off Mancunian guy. Yeah. Water, fine, alright, everywhere he goes.
Yeah, they'd look at you whilst you're repeating yourself, kind of like, can't figure out what this guy's saying. And then they'd be like, oh, you're just
the
English.
Same language, yeah.
You would, honestly, I went in with that impression, but some of the stereotypes about Americans are true. They can be, you know.
Yeah.
A little bit silly. A little bit goofy.
Where's Amarillo then?
Yeah, I think it's like New Mexico. I think it's Texas or further.
I think it
might be like New Mexico or...
I like New Mexico.
The only thing with New Mexico is I might be thinking of Albuquerque. I might be getting confused.
Albuquerque is in New Mexico, but I think it could also be that.
Or Texas.
It sounds Hispanic inspired, doesn't it? So it will be...
I like New Mexico.
Yeah.
You're not sure.
I just want to go with
what's
Tommy's
thoughts. This
I don't know. I'm not much. Came out of nowhere. I'm not. My US geography is pretty bad, actually.
Really?
European geography is not bad. World geography.
I'm all right with geography, I think. Yeah. Until I get asked a question, we'll see.
So, what's your instinct saying, New Mexico?
What's your instinct?
I might regret this.
Yeah.
I think it might be Texas. It's not New Mexico.
Right. That's the sort of thing, and I know you haven't because I'd have seen it, but when you do go to a pub quiz and then someone from nowhere in the conversation goes, guys, just so you know, I've got a feeling it might be New York City.
Yeah. I just went for a piss and all of a sudden it just came to me.
I'll tell you what, the amount of brainwaves in pub quizzes that happen when someone is just like releasing urine from their cock is insane.
It's crazy, so lucky. Yeah.
Great. Texas, all right. Have you got
regret,
Apple?
I might regret that. I might regret that, but
I don't know what something definitely happened.
I'm trying to visualize the.
There was a scandal a few a year or so ago like in the chest where like someone apparently had vibrating anal beads.
Yeah, I saw
and
that.
And so like people were watching it, and then someone was basically paging him through the anal beads, saying like, "Make this move."
Which
I'm just wondering, like, he's looked a bit fidgety in the last sort of like five questions. Yeah, maybe there's something going on there. I think it might be sexist. Thank you.
Oh man, I think that's more impressive to play chess with anal beads in than it is just to play chess anyway.
Yeah.
And you'd have to learn like Morse code probably or something. I don't know how you would
figure
it out.
Yeah, impressive.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got our answers.
That should be
how we're doing.
Own game.
Question number one. We get half point for each Snoop Dogg's names. It is Calvin, solid. Cortezor, Broadus, Junior.
Wow.
So I think we get
nothing.
Oh, we get 1 point on offer for each part of the name. So I think there's one. We got Kelvin. The Baha Men have nothing to do with this question. So what I will ask is the actual meat of the question, which is who played Cruella de Vil. Now you say it, now you know it. It's Emma Stone.
Emma Stone. Wow.
Question number three. Basement Jacks. Again, nothing to do with the question. We asked which two wives were beheaded. We said Anne Boleyn. We got Anne Boleyn.
Nice.
We said Catherine Howard. We got Catherine Howard.
Oh, I love that.
Is that 1 point for the two?
That's 1 point.
1 point, we'll take one.
The Black Eyed Peas, you want to know the area of Scotland famous for its runaway marriages. Liam, you said Gretna Green. Tommy and I looked at you with sort of confusion and a lack of understanding. My dear friend, it's Gretna Green.
Is it?
Oh, wow.
I'm so impressed by that.
Thank you.
That's one of the, we've done about 50 odd episodes of this now. I just think that is such a niche, incredible answer. Mm.
Thank you.
Sorry to bring it back to the men's mental health.
No, yeah, like, good.
We should support each other when nice things happen.
Think
right?
about you were not you weren't feeling good when that was happening.
Yeah, you were. Yeah.
And look at you now.
Yeah.
You know?
This is him on cloud nine.
There you go.
Look at him go.
Look at him go.
Whoa, try and stop him. Whoa, easy, buddy. Easy,
okay.
Whoa, now.
Please, Bubble.
Right, okay. And the final question.
I swear if this is New Mexico, I'm going to flip my lid.
Tony Christie wants to know where Amarillo is. We're told New Mexico by Tommy, who's lived in America. I wanted to go to New Mexico as well. Something happened after a vibration.
Where
you
said
on the chair, where you said Texas.
Mm.
The answer is
Texas.
Go on, talk us
I
through.
Promise,
what was it? What
I
was
don't
it? No,
beating.
Don't worry. Look, it's all recorded. Nothing like we can see that nothing happened. What was the brainwave?
I was originally just between Texas and New Mexico anyway. I knew it was... I know it's going to be one of the southern or western states because it sounds like Hispanic-inspired. And I feel like I have seen Amarillo next to Texas when I'm thinking of the word Amarillo.
Very impressive stuff.
Jake here, just taking a very short break from the quiz to tell you we're on Patreon. Come along and support the pod. We'd love to see you there. Pub Quiz Pod on Patreon. Right, let's get back to the quiz.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
We're going to take a short break from the quiz just to find out about the man, the myth, the legend himself. Mate, I know this is probably you're bored of talking about it, but between Instagram and TikTok, you've got over 2 million followers.
It is crazy, yeah.
Isn't that mad?
It's a lot of people when you think about it.
You can be honest, if you are fucking over it, you're over it, that's fine. But do you find it a daily thing of like, that is incomprehensible?
Yeah, I think that's, it's like a blessing and a curse is that you physically can't comprehend how many people that is. Like, I've been to, I mean, you know, a United fan, I go to Old Trafford, 76,500 capacity. Yeah.
Mm.
And there's been times I've gone and I've just been like stacked on top of each other. What would that look like?
It's insane.
It's an insane amount of people. And
the scale of that many people. Does it? Do you become numb to it? You do, I suppose.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Sadly, I think sometimes I've tried to make a habit, which I would definitely recommend to anyone who's in content. I just screenshot the nice messages I get and I add them to a folder.
That's really sweet.
And I get some. I went to a creators paddle tournament yesterday. Absolutely shit at paddle. First time playing it, but I met so many people there that were just they come up to you and they're just like, you're like, you know, it's weird that you have that effect on people. Yeah. And even if it's just a laugh in the late night, it is a lot of people. It's weird.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's
weird.
Do you get it a lot? Out and about, is it? If you
More since locked in, it's interesting. My demographic is so split, but since locked in, it's mainly, you know, I guess like 12 to 20 year old demographic.
Oh really?
Oh, yeah. Is it? It's a bit like slightly on the younger side.
Massively, yeah. And that I've noticed hugely. I went to Manchester Markets last night with a couple of the other boys who were in it this season or last, and that was we ended up running through Manchester mainly for them, not for me, just to get away from it.
Wow, that's incredible.
Running away.
Beatlemania.
Yeah, mate, we got stuck in traffic in the centre of Manchester and it took us an hour. We were moving at a snail's pace and it was just people coming up to the car. Again, mainly for the other people, not for me, but it was still like, it was so intense. I can't imagine that level of it that they were at.
Crazy.
Because I find it overstimulating sometimes. I think even just like going out in public, I think I get some anxiety sometimes of remembering that like, oh, someone
even
could be like,
you
know, you sometimes see people with like a phone or a camera out.
So I mean, your videos are so sort of like they're different to a lot of stuff out there. Do you have an end goal in it? Is this, do you want to be sort of like see yourself doing comedy acting or getting back into stand up or
comedy acting? I never wanted to be a content creator. I think that was purely I did stand up in uni.
Mm-hmm.
I had that time healing from the eye injury where I was just like sat in my room, thought I'd make some sketches, purely with the intent of getting into acting or getting some work through that. And that's why I did stand-up as well. It wasn't because I wanted to be a stand-up comic. It was like, I want to get spotted for... I think I saw Will off the Inbetweeners got spotted by doing stand-up, and I was like, that's what
I
stopped stand-up because I felt like I've got the content now. You know, I don't have to go and embarrass myself in person. I can just do it online at this point. Yeah. I also wasn't very good at it, I don't think.
It's one of the things you've got to really graft.
You've got to be really shit at it for a while.
Yeah.
Well, but that's not dissimilar to the content thing. Yeah. Like, you've got to be quite shit at it for a little while.
Yeah, I can always redo a take though with the content.
True.
I'm sure most people listening will know your name and where to find you and are already following you. But if anyone doesn't, where can they follow you?
It's Tommy Solom on all YouTube, Instagram, TikTok.
We've got that corner.
It'd be first one up.
Yeah, it'd be first one there.
Amazing. So, should we do round three? The final round of the quiz.
Should we quick fire it?
We did well that last round.
To an extent.
I'd just like to give us some props there. We did quite well.
We did very well.
We did. So it was a 4 out of 8 technically, because there was 4 points up for grabs with the one.
Calvin was a great pull though. Good job with that.
We got something out of the Calvin.
Yeah. So we've had James's quiz, we've had Johnny's quiz. Now it's John, the one who is not a professional.
Yeah,
we're rooting for this guy.
I think if John just keeps it simple, he could be the best
one.
So, right, John's quiz is called Jurassic Pork.
Okay, never mind.
These questions are all just going...
All he needs to do is ask a capital...
Jurassic Pork.
Yeah.
These questions are all describing films, but in the form of a recipe. Just name a film being served up. Number one, take one suave gentleman... Pepper with gadget and leave to slow cook. Stir in Severine. Add a remote ancestral home. Then bring an explosive conclusion. Serve, shaken, not stirred.
Oh, okay. It's got to be James Bond, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'm glad the shaken, not stirred came
in. Yeah,
because before that, I had no idea what was going on. I thought I was having a stroke.
Number two. Sees an oblique, rain-soaked city with various vices. Slow roast before meticulously folding in two detectives. Leave to rot. Plate up and present in a box no one should open.
Seven.
Yes.
And I'm even going to write it down with the seven as the V. Why not?
I tried to do that. and I've just put J. So this is why I don't get to write at pub quizzes. I never get that. I never get given the pen. You know?
There's some certain simple things that are just so hard to write. Michael, can't spell it for the life of me. Cannot spell it at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I tried to write Anne Hathaway before I put Anne Howell and then crossed it out. I was like, that's not
I always
spell
get
that
peace
name.
The wrong way. It is in like,
Yeah.
Number three, reheat some long forgotten friends and sprinkle with loyalty, nostalgia, two potatoes and a slinky. Garnish with a daring rescue that will give you a buzz. It's Toy Story.
Toy Story. Nicely done.
Nice. Yeah, nice.
I would say the last few quizzes we've done, a lot of Toy Story popping up, isn't there?
There is actually.
A lot of Toy Story.
Getting your Toy Story knowledge up, that's good. It's a good, always a good thing.
Always a good thing.
Always a good thing.
Always a good thing. Number four, fry up a trio of beefcakes and add a healthy serving of horsepower before garnishing with God's eye. Sit back, raise an eyebrow, and smell what's cooking. Serve quick and angry.
Something to do with The Rock.
Oh, Fast and Furious?
Fast and Furious.
Right, serve angry was what kind of sold me on that.
Don't take this the wrong way.
Oh, this is always a good start to
it. You strike me as the sort of person that likes a Fast and Furious film.
Wow.
Yeah, serve quick and angry. But sorry, you step behind that. But yeah,
he looks like the sort of guy that would like a Fast and Furious film.
Never have I been so insulted. To be
number five, guys, this feels good so far. And obviously, this for 5 out of 5.
I don't know. It's gone under the radar. Yeah. It's been knocking him out.
A couple times it's been the last word that has confirmed it. You know,
but the 5 out of 5 comes with a deep throat and a.
Oh yeah, that's true. Format.
So wait, we need to figure something for you out though.
Yeah,
too late. Amarillo.
Yes,
it's
yes, you'll see Amarillo finally.
We get a full rendition.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you're so good at content.
Yeah, brilliant.
is that you trying to salvage?
No. Salvage the Fast and Furious comment. Is that it?
Right.
Don't mention how funny you are, by the way. It's really good.
Take one aging hotshot and mix with 2 cups of high speed nostalgia and a pinch of beach football. Preheat to match 10, and bake to perfection.
Oh, man.
Take one aging hot shot and mix with 2 cups of high speed nostalgia and a pinch of beach football.
One aging hot shot. We had to get confident.
Oh, is it one of the Rocky films? They play beach football.
Oh, do they?
And they're like, so it's quite loving. I think it might be Rocky.
If he's an aging hot shot. How can you mean aging hot shot?
High speed nostalgia.
That bit I don't really get.
And a pinch of beach football. A pinch of beach football.
Like, there is a shot in a montage where it's like they're in like quite, he's like in quite like tight clothes playing beach football, but like
it's a
very loose thing. I don't,
preheat
I don't know,
like, to, is it meant to be match 10, Connor? There's a Mac. T. Oh, Mac. Preheat to Mac 10.
Mac 10, what does Mac mean?
Alright, I'll tell you, I think you'll get the answer.
Mac 10.
M-A-C-H.
Oh, it's like the G-Force thing, isn't it?
Ah, very good.
Is it going to be like a Top Gun thing? Oh, they do play beach football in the new Top Gun Maverick.
Top Gun Maverick.
But it's American football, but I still think.
Top Gun Maverick, you are.
Aging hotshot, yeah.
Yes, it's gotta be. Tommy.
Let's see the answers.
Come on, 5 out of 5.
Is it 5 out of 5? So, Suave Gentleman, Pepper and Gadgets, we knew that one. It was... Well, we said James Bond.
You know, don't drop Johnny English on us now.
So, take one Suave Gentleman, pepper with gadgets and leave to slow cook. Stir in Severin and a remote ancestral home. Then bring an explosive conclusion. Serve shaken, not stirred. The answer is Skyfall.
Should we give it
Are we giving ourselves
it?
That?
Which film is James Bond?
That is true.
I think for the sake of being able to do the thing at the end, it would be nice if we gave
good
it
job,
to
guys.
Us.
Yeah, well done.
Okay, it's wrong.
Honestly, I would do it anyway.
Yeah.
So
I'm only here for Amarillo, really.
A bleak, rain-soaked city with various vices. Fold in 2 detectives. Seven.
Great. Seven. Beautiful.
Reheat some long-forgotten friends. A sprinkle of loyalty, nostalgia, and potatoes. It's and a slinky garnish with. Daring rescue that will give you a buzz. It's Toy Story 2.
Yeah, we definitely can't give it to ourselves now, can we?
No.
John got us deceptively,
I think. What about that is it the 2 potatoes that is the reheat some long forgotten friends and sprinkle with loyalty, nostalgia.
I suppose, the reheat means that they're
and
back.
And the slinky. Reheat.
And 2 potatoes, because it's Mr. Potato Head arrives in that one as well. God. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I think we didn't quite realise how niche this would be. I think we just thought there'd be some.
Good round, though. Good round. Definitely my favourite.
Fry up a trio of beefcakes, serve quick and angry. It's Fast and Furious 7.
Oh yeah, we just put Fast and Furious, didn't we?
Yeah.
There's damn no it, way we it. Can give ourselves a 5 out of 5. I mean, we're sort of going to twist it.
And then the last one was Top Gun Maverick. Well done, Tommy. So it's a 2 out of 5. I think we were really confident on a 5 out of 5 there.
I did say Top Gun Maverick. I only put Top Gun though.
So. But I would say...
You said it.
I would say...
But I said it, so I'm yeah. counting.
4 out of the 5 of these are... You need to know the specific franchise within the film franchise. Yeah. Like the film within the film franchise.
Also the film franchise.
What?!
So overall, that gives us a 9 out of 18. It's 50%. It's not great, but it was tough. So Tommy, do you mind doing a little review of James, Johnny, and John's quiz?
Yeah,
or quizzes.
Honestly, I thought you'd never ask. I'm happy you asked. I wish they were ordered differently, because I think if we had ended on James's, we would have been thinking outside the box by then already. But it was such a one to jump to, like the Guinness World Records. How are we gonna?
It would have been a nice warm up.
Yeah, yeah. So that was an interesting one. I did like it though. I also I felt like I found out some fun facts, like Snoop Dogg's name's Calvin, fine, but like the world record for what is it? Like Poppadom stacked is 100. Like I can go
carry that with you.
Yeah, can go hinge
by out of 10 over. Well, actually, let's give each one out of 10, as it's three individuals basically. So round one, world record quiz out of 10.
6 for me.
Yeah.
6 for me.
Yeah, I think I'll meet you there. Yeah, 6.
I think I'd go 6. Yeah.
Yeah.
Solid 6.
Number 2 was the
how will I know?
How will I know? I mean, it was the closest to a general knowledge in that it was just like normal questions once you got to the nub of it.
Well, I found the mad tangents by the end quite charming.
I agree. Yeah.
It won me round big time.
I'll give it a 7.
Okay, same.
You can tell that they won us round as well, because we got, what is it, number 2 wrong, and then we got the rest right at the end of it.
I'd give it a 7.
Also, another shout out for you, Greta Green, mate. That was a great...
Oh, cheers.
Great,
yeah, well done, man.
And then, what are you giving that one out of 10, Tommy? Were you...
I go 7. Can I do 0.5?
Yeah, absolutely, mate. You do what you want, yeah.
Okay, 8.
Nah, that's comedy. That's good.
7.5. 7.5.
No, seriously, 7.5. Sorry,
I'm not going there.
And then the last round, the films, that was quite specific. It was clever, actually. I think it was maybe the most inventive.
I'll give it an 8.
It was a bit specific.
For me, I liked that a lot. 8.
I'll go 7.5.
I think like the Fast and Furious, there's like 12 films to pick from. How are we going to determine?
That's what I mean. It was a bit specific.
Still, it was enjoyable though. From an enjoyable point of view. Yeah.
I feel they stitched up John by just saying the friend, so I'm in John's corner.
Yeah, from it's got to be anyway. He's the winner for me.
Yeah. So it is semi-sympathy, John, I know we but wanted, at the same time.
Yeah, although I did know we wanted John to win, but I actually do think his round was maybe the best.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, I think it really was. Genuinely. Amazing. And then finally, quizzer of the quiz. Bit like player of the match.
Oh, mate.
It's got to be the Greta Green.
It's got to be the Greta Green. Thank you. Really appreciate that, guys.
Really appreciate
Tommy, you've been an absolute pleasure to have on, and I really would love to go to some real life quizzes with you in real life.
Let's do it. I am very grateful for the invite, so thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure. Do you want to stay around for a drink now?
I'm so down, yeah.
Let's do it.
We should also do a weekly meetup for our men's mental health chat.
Yeah, let's do that. You know what, Connor, you're invited too. Thank you so much to our quiz masters. Thank you to Tommy Solomon. We're going to go for a drink now, but you have a lovely afternoon. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.